I wish I could say something that was classy and inspirational, but that just wouldn't be our style.
Yeah, I'd like to hear it.
SportsTownChicago.com. Lombard, part of the Be On Air Network and available on the TuneIn app.
Hell yeah.
Broadcast home for your Windy City Bulls and the Chicago Dogs. We're in a league of our own. Now, here's your SportsTownChicago.com scoreboard update.
I am Tyler with your SportsTownChicago.com update, powered by the Illinois Media School. If interested in a career in media, go to BeOnAir.com. The Bears took on the Lions yesterday at Soldier Field, and they had a 10-point lead with just over 2 minutes to play. However, the Lions managed to flip the script and come away with a 34-30 victory, giving the Bears their sixth straight loss as they now fall to 5-7 on the season. Chicago had not lost six straight in a single season since 2002. Other news around the NFL, Jalen Hurts replaced Carson Wentz at quarterback for the Eagles in the third quarter of their game against the Packers. However, head coach Doug Peterson said that he is not ready to name who the starter will be moving forward. The Jets lost to the Raiders 31-28 yesterday on a Hail Mary from Derek Carr to Henry Ruggs, and today they fired defensive coordinator Greg Williams. The Saints and Chiefs both clinched a spot in the playoffs with victories yesterday, and the Steelers joined them with a win today. The Steelers play the Washington football team today at 4, and then later tonight, the Bills play the 49ers at 7 p.m. And then to close out Week 13, the Cowboys will take on the Ravens tomorrow night at 7:05. The baseball winter meetings are underway. They began today and go through Thursday, and moves are already starting to be made as the Angels acquired closer Raisel Iglesias from the Reds for right-hander No Ramirez and a player to be named later. The winter meetings are entirely virtual this year because of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic. In other breaking news, former Chicago White Sox AL MVP in 1972, Richard Allen has passed away at 78 today. This has been your SportsTownChicago.com update, brought to you by the Illinois Media School. If interested in a career in media, go to BeOnAir.com.
The whistle. This is your boy David Dykstra, and I'm also here with my other two compadres,
Brandon Januska
and Tyler Buterbaugh.
Today on the show, we are going to be talking about Bears, NFL, and college football. Are you guys ready to get this show started?
Let's get it. Let's do it.
Trubisky in trouble. It's a strip. Wow. The ball is out. The ball is out inside the 10-yard line. A strip sack, and it's recovered by the Lions. Romeo O'Gara with the strip sack, and the Bears call for the...
Boys, I thought that music was only appropriate.
Yeah, seriously, cue the music. That is very fitting of how the Bears have been this season, or at least the last 6 weeks.
Yeah, that fits perfectly.
I mean, let's talk for a second about the game in a whole. Let's just talk about the game. Thoughts, comments. Let's start with you, Brandon. What were your thoughts overall?
The first half, everything was clicking. They looked great in the first half. They actually had over 100 yards rushing. They had 3 rushing touchdowns in that first half, and then just fell apart.
Yeah, in the first half, the offensive line looked really good as well. Trubisky was able to sit in the pocket, and he had time to make the completions that he threw really well on. And then the second half, it just was not there.
I agree. The running game looked spectacular. Once again, you know, Montgomery looks like... I liken it to Derrick Henry, what was it, 2 years ago? Got injured and then came back, and then all of a sudden, everything started clicking for him. Maybe that was he off on concussion protocol, right, Brandon?
Yes.
Yeah.
Maybe something clicked in those 2 games that he was gone, and all of a sudden everything slowed down for him. He's hitting holes a lot with a lot more aggression, hitting them and getting upfield, along with being a part of the passing offense as well. And as much as I hate to admit it, Cordell Patterson looked good as a running back yesterday. I still don't agree with it, but at the same time, you can't argue with success.
Yeah, and here's my problem. They had the running game going, like we said, and then, so here's the halftime rushing stats for the Bears. David Montgomery, 11 rushes, 62 yards and 2 touchdowns. That's a good half. Patterson, 7 attempts for 41 yards and a touchdown. Their game stats, Montgomery, 17 for 72 and 2 touchdowns. Patterson, 10 for 59 and 1 touchdown. Montgomery went from 62 to 72. He got 10 yards in the second half. They just gave up on the run altogether, and they were playing with a lead.
Well, I guess that begs the question, did they give up on the run game again in the second half? And just, hey, let's throw the ball again and again and again. What do you think?
It definitely looked like that's what happened. I can't explain why, though.
Yeah, I don't know. They've been doing that a lot lately. Like, when something goes right, they try something else, and then it just goes terrible.
Well, I did notice that Detroit did come out after halftime and had some halftime adjustments. And it looked to me as, once again, Nagy and his coaching staff did not adjust to those adjustments that Detroit made, as far as Detroit bringing more pass rush and being a little more aggressive on the defensive side. What do you think there, Tyler?
Well, yeah, I think that there was just nothing clicking right there because they weren't able to adjust to what the Lions have came out firing at us, and it just turned out really poorly.
Brandon, do you got any thoughts on the lack of adjustments by the Chicago Bears?
It's been a season-long thing. Typically they don't click in the first half and then they start to, but even like against the Giants back in week three, they had things clicking and then just fall apart in the second half. As a matter of fact, the Bears offense has only scored one touchdown in the third quarter all season.
I saw that.
The team has scored two. The other one was a Patterson return touchdown against the Vikings in that Monday night game. But other than that, the offense has only scored one touchdown in the third quarter. So somehow they go into the locker room at halftime and just stop playing. Do they not realize the third quarter started or what?
No, I think it has to do with the lack of willingness to adjust to the other team making those halftime adjustments and going, okay, well, if this isn't working, what defensively can we do to stop the Chicago Bears? And then when they make those defensive adjustments, Chicago does not make those adjustments to counteract the defensive adjustments at halftime. And same could be said on the defensive end.
Totally agree.
My other big glaring issue is about the defense. I am so unbelievably sick and tired of seeing this zone defense. You have two above average, if not way above average, cornerbacks who are having pretty spectacular seasons in my eyes. Fuller is always on top of it, and that the rookie, Jalen Johnson, unbelievably great rookie year for that kid.
Yeah, for the longest time in the beginning of the season, they were ranked as the two highest cornerbacks in the whole entire league. So I just don't know what's going wrong in other ways, because you got these two guys that are covering their guys well, but you still got receivers that are still getting open.
So I guess
pass rush.
Yep.
Lack of is what we should say. Lack of pass rush. They did sack Matthew Stafford once in this game, and there were a couple times that they had him on the run and hit him, but as a whole, he was having their way with them.
Well, I guess that leads me to the next question. Is this clean house time, boys? Is it time to clean house? Is it time to move on from the Nagy era and the Pace era and just see what we can get?
Yeah, I think it's time, because this organization just went downhill since the 12-4 season. Usually after that season, you get hope and you'd gain confidence and like build that team to be even better, but this team just got like drastically worse.
What about you, Brandon? What are your thoughts?
I think you have to start at the top. Hopefully they can start all the way up at Ted Phillips. I don't know if we'll go that high in cleaning, if the Bears will go that high in cleaning house, but I think they have to go as high up the chain of command as they possibly can, because things are not working. Ted Phillips, in his time as the Bears team president, over 20 years at the helm, 6 playoff appearances in over 20 years.
A lot of people I hear are going as high as McCaskey. They want McCaskey to sell the team.
Well, I've heard interesting little rumbles about that myself. There is a minority owner that would be an interesting person to come and buy them out.
The problem with that is that you can't fire the McCaskeys.
Unfortunately.
They have to sell. They cannot be told, hey, we don't like you, you're done. They have to be willing to give it up.
Without getting rid of the ownership, let's just go with pace. I heard an interesting little tidbit the other day and read something on it. I wanted to get Brandon and Tyler's opinion on this and see what they thought. What would you guys think? I mean, he's done everything he can in the baseball world. What would you think about them hiring Theo Epstein as their president of operations?
I knew you were going to bring that up because I was going to say it.
sorry for taking
No, you're good. No, you're good. I would not oppose to it because honestly, right now, Theo Epstein has proved himself of being a good general manager as he brought the Cubs to a World Series. And this would be a different show for him because it's going from baseball to football. But, I mean, he's just got that – he knows how to make great moves. As we've seen Pace, he's made a good move getting Khalil Mack. But some of the moves that – with our draft picks and just – it's very questionable. So if they're going to be going – if the Bears are thinking clean slate, I would not oppose of seeing Theo Epstein. I think it would be very interesting. I think it would be for the better.
And as far as coaching goes, if they do decide to sever ties with Nagy, the two names that I've heard come up most of all are, and I'm going to have Tyler take one of these names, and I'm going to have Brandon take one of these. Brandon, what are your thoughts on Pat Fitzgerald as a lead candidate for this job?
It's definitely an interesting suggestion. From all reports that I've heard and that I've read is that the only way he leaves Northwestern would be for that Bears head coaching job. He's had that Northwestern team is all about defense. That's what the Bears have always been. The Bears, as a franchise, are built around defense and running game. They always have been, and I think he'd be able to fit in quite well with it. The only question is, you're having another inexperienced coach at that level. Do we think that he could be successful at that level, or do the Bears need to go for someone with actual NFL experience?
And with that actual NFL experience, Tyler, as much as it pains me to say it, Jim Harbaugh.
That would be interesting. I wouldn't oppose to it because even though he hasn't had great seasons lately with Michigan, they've been kind of slumping a little, but he had some great success with the 49ers. He brought him to a Super Bowl. Granted, they didn't win, but still, bringing him to a Super Bowl is good success. I don't think it'd be bad. And then the one thing I was just thinking, because I knew you were going to say Jim Harbaugh.
It pains me to say Jim Harbaugh's name.
With our quarterback issue, if Jim Harbaugh comes back, you think, since he worked with him with the 49ers, you think he'll try to bring in Colin Kaepernick since we are having issues with quarterback? And I don't think Jim Harbaugh actually had an issue with Kaepernick at all. So, and then also what I was going to say earlier is that even though with Harbaugh's great success in college football, it's kind of shown that a coach that goes from usually coaches are good at either pros or the college, because Nick Saban, he's phenomenal with Bama, but he tried coaching the pros and it didn't go so well. And he went back to the college, and now he's successful again. So,
well, I would love to hear what everybody out there has to say about our thoughts on the Bears' future as far as their staff. What's that Twitter handle again?
Our Twitter at blowtwhistle1, BLOWTWHISTLE1. Give us a follow and tell us what you think.
All right, we're going to discuss which teams will make the playoffs this year. We will give you our thoughts on that on Blow the Whistle.
High School Sports is here, and SportsOnChicago.com. We are ready to provide the best high school sports live coverage all across Northern Illinois. From the first kickoff of high school football to the final spike of high school volleyball, we at SportsTownChicago.com are ready to bring you high school sports live. SportsTownChicago.com and STC Friday Night Lights in the league of our own.
Hey, I'm Andy Griggs, asking you to help prevent domestic violence. Domestic violence isn't a woman's issue. It hurts all of us. Women are injured and killed every day by their husbands and boyfriends. So it's time for men to take action right now to teach boys that violence against women is wrong, to help prevent abuse before it starts. Call the Family Violence Prevention Fund at 1-800-END-ABUSE to get a free take action kit containing tips on what to say to boys. That's 1-800-END-ABUSE. Teach early.
When I do it, I feel the blood rushing through me. And I keep going back for more.
Carmen Castillo is under the influence of Dana, her volunteer trainer.
Tuck your chin, Carmen.
By spending just one day a week with kids like Carmen, Dana helps them develop interests that keep them away from drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer, because you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
This is Joe Perry.
And Steven Tyler of Aerosmith for Red. You know, it's okay to rock and roll and party down. Just don't get in that 2,000-pound bullet when you're done and cocked. And please don't drink and drive.
I'm the one that jaded you.
A reminder that friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
I came to Illinois Media School because I want to give back to the current students. It's something that really means a lot to me as an instructor, as a mentor, because I've been in this business for over 20 years. So it meant a lot to me to be able to come back and just teach some of the tricks of the trade to the students here at Illinois Media School. I'm Jonathan Hood from SiriusXM NBA Radio and ESPN Radio from the Illinois Media School campus in Lombard, and I am IMS.
Mom?
Dad?
How long should I wait for you?
Mom?
If I'm at soccer practice.
What if something happens? Will you come get me?
There's no reason not to have a plan in case of an emergency.
Mom, if you're not home,
should we go to the neighbor's house?
And some extremely good reasons why you should.
Can you tell me?
Everybody should have a plan. Take 5 minutes to talk about where you'll meet and how you'll get in touch with each other in an emergency. For other things you can do to be prepared, visit www.ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
When I found out my jeans were made using child labor in sweatshops, I wrote a letter to the company saying, reconsider your labor practices. A few months later, I get a letter back saying, thanks for being a loyal customer, and they included a coupon for a 25% discount on their jeans. So I got smart, wrote letters every day to all the stores that carry the brand, asking them to stop supporting the companies who use child labor in sweatshops. And I just kept getting letters back thanking me for my concerns and more coupons for more discounts on more jeans. So I'm telling my friend about it, and she flips out, saying that between all the letters and coupons, some paper company cut down a small forest, driving off two indigenous tribes, hundreds of endangered animals, killing thousands of plant species, some of which may have contained vaccines for HIV, cancer, and syphilis. Meanwhile, the guys cutting down the trees are 13-year-old kids who will work night and day for months just to save up enough money to buy a pair of jeans made by child labor in sweatshops.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
It wouldn't be high school sports without the athletes, the fans, but it also wouldn't be high school sports without the officials. The IHSA is looking for officials in all sports. Officiating is a great way to stay involved with the sport you love. Above all, it's a great way to do something positive for your community. To learn how you can get involved and become a licensed IHSA official, call 309-663-6377. That's 309-663-6377. Or visit us on the web at ihsa.org. Stay in the game.
Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can even specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you.
Running out of the 25-yard line, they'll go with a bigger formation with three tight ends. Fake it. Mayfield sets the feet. He throws the deep ball. We've got separation. Downfield by himself. Peoples Jones. Goodbye. Touchdown Browns. 75 yards on the line.
That's right. The big game of the weekend in my eyes and everybody else's was Browns Titans. And if the Browns could step up, and boy, did they ever step up.
Their first real statement win of the year. That's first time they've played a good team.
Yeah. And they even held Derrick Henry to only 60 rushing yards, which was huge.
Yeah, crazy. This was supposed to be the battle of the top rushing teams, the top rushing tandem against the top single rusher. It was not that at all.
And I will be the first one to admit, I picked the wrong quarterback. God, I thought Tannehill was going to step, and all of a sudden, Mayfield's throwing it all over the place, just killing it.
Yeah, he used that play action to his advantage, which is what you have to do when you have that rushing game.
Oh, it was ridiculous, ridiculous. Well, props to them, then. I mean, I was glad to see it, because they hadn't beaten a team with a winning record as of yet, so everybody had that question, are they for real? Guess what?
They're for real.
They're not so quiet anymore.
They definitely look real.
That being said, let's talk about another big talking point from off of the weekend. Carson Wentz gets benched for Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, Jalen Hurts came in about halfway through the third quarter. He even threw his first career touchdown.
So let me ask you this. Does this lead to Jalen being the quarterback for the rest of the year?
I think it's time.
I agree. I think he played well enough to take over that job. They seem to have a spark after he came in. And, well, here's what Doug Peterson, their head coach, had to say on the matter.
You know, there's a lot of things that I'm gonna consider and evaluate before anything's decided. But, you know, look, opportunity arose, and like I said, we just needed that opportunity to get us back in a football game today, and we came up short.
They did come up short, but Jalen Hurts played pretty well, in my opinion.
Yeah,
go ahead, Tyler. Give your opinion. Go for it.
No, I was just gonna say I like how Jalen Hurts played. He played pretty confident out there, and that little touchdown pass he had was very pretty. And so I think it's definitely time to put Hurts in, because they have been having no success with Carson Wentz, with him not playing well, with injuries, and you draft a rookie quarterback. Right now is the time to throw him in.
All right, another game I wanted to get to was contender pretender on Giants Seahawks for both teams. The Giants defense looks like they are for real, and they are going to. For goodness sakes, Colt McCoy led them to a victory.
And Daniel Jones is expected to possibly come back next week.
That'll put that team in a whole new light if Daniel Jones is back and as close to 100% as you can be. And remember, they're doing this all without their premier player, Saquon Barkley. And that's the scary. If that defense is as good as I think and it has looked just with my eye test, they could be dangerous next year.
Yeah, with Saquon back, the offense could be running again, and with that defense, it could be scary.
Brandon?
And to be fair, they are in the worst division in football.
NFC least.
Yes. If they were in any other division, we wouldn't even be talking playoffs because they wouldn't even be close. But they have that chance, and they just beat a legit contender in Seattle.
Which, to me, is unbelievable that Seattle has fallen off as bad as they have in the last couple games.
Yeah, that defense, what happened? The Legion of Boom
The Legion of Boom is officially dead.
Long gone.
Dead. Dead.
They are no longer even in the area.
I will say one thing, though. They put up stats last night or yesterday afternoon. DK Metcalf is the real deal. He is probably, as long as injury doesn't plague him, might be one of the next great wide receivers of our generation.
He definitely has it in him. And to be paired with Tyler Lockett doesn't hurt.
For sure, for sure. And we also had two teams clinch playoff berths yesterday.
Yes, we did.
We had Saints. The Saints and Chiefs.
Yep.
Saints and Chiefs. I'm going to give you a little taste of the Mahomes for all you people that wish he was on the Bears.
Jets coming. Carr puts some air under it. Wide open his legs for the touchdown. Miraculous.
No, he didn't.
Oh, yes, he did. He always does. That's this disgusting thing about Patrick Mahomes. But I will say this. This leads me to the next question from my boys here, Tyler and Brandon. Who you got? Who you got into the playoffs?
Well, the Saints are definitely the team to beat in the NFC, in my opinion. And other than them, their only real challenger, I would say, is the Green Bay Packers. I think that they're going to go 1-2. I think the Saints can hold them off, though, and win that bye. The real challenge for the Saints is going to be Kansas City, the top team on the other. Actually, not the top team. I stand corrected.
I was about to say, hold on a second.
We've got an undefeated team.
I was about to say, hold on a second. My thoughts are, I'm going to go a little bit opposite of you. I do want to see how the Saints do, because there was speculation that Drew Brees could be back as early as next week. Once he is back, I kind of do want to see how that team goes from there. I don't believe it's going to be any worse. I think it might probably be even better. But my pick right now is the Packers. If they shore up that defense just a little bit more, with Aaron Rodgers playing the way he is out there proving a point, it's Packers for me. And it's coming down to two teams in the AFC. It's Steelers, Chiefs. Everybody's gloating and saying Chiefs are the team to beat, which they are. They're the defending champs. But I don't think the Chiefs have run into a defense like the Steelers yet.
I'm going to agree with Brandon. I believe that the Saints, will beat the Packers. My only reason is because throughout the season, the Packers are really, really good, not going to lie. And Aaron Rodgers is Aaron Rodgers. But the losses that they've had were playoff contenders. Like, they got their butt whooped by the Buccaneers. So, not saying that they can bounce back from that and just play better, but it's like when they play a team that matters, they didn't play well enough. So, and the Saints have been to prove that they're the better team in the NFC.
And the big thing with that is you look at those games they lost, how did they lose? Dalvin Cook ran all over them. The Colts ran all over them, played good defense. That's what the Saints do. They have been winning games. Drew Brees has been out. They've been winning games with the running game and with their top-flight defense.
I'm going to politely disagree with both of you.
We'll see.
I guess I'm just never going to bet against Aaron Rodgers at this point, especially with the fact that he just kind of wants to stick it in the nose of Packers management and go, oh, you want to go out and draft a quarterback? All right, watch what I can do.
It's kind of like the same when the Chiefs drafted Patrick Mahomes and that drove Alex Smith. And Alex Smith had a phenomenal year that year, even though they got rid of him afterwards. But
All right, we're going to lead into a nice sports update.
Back to your home for sports, sportstownchicago.com. Scoreboard update.
It's Brandon with your sportstownchicago.com update, powered by the Illinois Media School. If interested in a career in media, go to beonair.com. Illini football taking on number 19 Iowa over the weekend. They could not find a way to keep their two-game winning streak going as they lose that one 35-21. Other Big Ten games, number 12 Indiana playing with a backup quarterback beat number 16 Wisconsin 14-6. Number 4 Ohio State beat Michigan State 52-12. Nebraska over Purdue 37-27, and Penn State knocked off Rutgers 23-7. In college basketball, number 5 Illinois had their game against UT Martin canceled due to a COVID case in the Skyhawks program. Illinois scheduled to take on number 6 Duke tomorrow. Western Illinois lost their game to Central Michigan 79-73. Southern Illinois, however, beat Quincy 102-61, and DePaul's game against Iowa State canceled due to COVID. And the biggest game of the weekend, number 1 Gonzaga versus number 2 Baylor, also canceled less than 2 hours before tip-off after one player and one non-athlete in Gonzaga's travel party tested positive. Gonzaga's since paused all basketball competitions through December 14th. And one last thing in the NBA, the league will provide $30 million to each team to help offset financial losses from COVID-19. And this has been your SportstownChicago.com update, brought to you by the Illinois Media School. If interested in a career in media, go to beonair.com.
Killing me, Smalls!
That's right. This is our favorite segment of the whole show. Gotta love this. I get such a huge smile when this segment comes up, just because it's us venting to no end. I'm gonna start with let's go with Tyler.
Well, I think mine's the most obvious one. Mitch Trubisky fumbling the ball from a strip sack at the 10-yard line. Mitch, it wasn't even on your blind side. You saw that guy. I don't know what you were thinking. What were you thinking?
You're killing me, Smalls!
I'm going to go with something we actually touched on earlier, and that is the Bears' play calling. You had the rushing game. You had it going. It was looking good. And then they just stopped running in the second half. Bears play calling.
You're killing me, Smalls!
Well, I've got one that's off the radar just a little. Well, it's not off the radar. Everybody's talking about it. Oh, can we talk about the New York Jets defensive coordinator, Greg Williams? Got fired today, by the way, if no one has heard. But calling a zero cover blitz on the last play of the game, and it cost them the game and a win. It is just horrible. Greg Williams,
you're killing me, Smalls.
And with that, which college football team had the best weekend? Coming up, Brandon, Tyler, and I tell you who won the weekend here on SportstownChicago.com.
I came to Illinois Media School because I want to give back to the current students. It's something that really means a lot to me as an instructor, as a mentor, because I've been in this business for over 20 years. So it meant a lot to me to be able to come back and just teach some of the tricks of the trade to the students here at Illinois Media School. I'm Jonathan Hood from SiriusXM NBA Radio and ESPN Radio from the Illinois Media School campus in Lombard, and I am IMS.
Enter the world of a spy by bringing your friends to Safe House in Chicago. Safe House is a spy-themed bar and restaurant that is a perfect combination of interactive entertainment and great food. Just enter through the red door and whisper the password to the agent and your mission begins. If you don't know the password, just complete a fun clearance test to prove you and your friends are not double agents. Safe House is not just about the adventure, though. The food is great, too. Be sure to try my favorite, the Mission Impossible Burger. It's a double bacon cheeseburger topped with onion rings and covered in a spicy ranch and jalapeno relish. Go to Safe House for the chance to follow the footsteps of your favorite spy. For more information, go to safehousechicago.com.
Hey, I'm Andy Griggs, asking you to help prevent domestic violence. Domestic violence isn't a woman's issue. It hurts all of us. Women are injured and killed every day by their husbands and boyfriends. So it's time for men to take action right now to teach boys that violence against women is wrong, to help prevent abuse before it starts. Call the Family Violence Prevention Fund at 1-800-END-ABUSE to get a free take action kit containing tips on what to say to boys. That's 1-800-END-ABUSE. Teach early.
High school sports is here, and sportsonchicago.com. We are ready to provide the best high school sports live coverage all across Northern Illinois. From the first kickoff of high school football to the final spike of high school volleyball, we at sportsonchicago.com are ready to bring you high school sports live. Sportsonchicago.com and STC Friday Night Lights in the league of our own.
Daddy, when you look at me, I could see your wheels turning. About what am I going to be when I grow up? A major league first baseman? Maybe a point guard for a national championship?
The odds of a child becoming a professional athlete are 1 in 16,000. Far-fetched? Maybe. But did you know the odds of a child being diagnosed with autism are 1 in 166? That's right, 1 in 166. To learn the signs of autism, go to autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Take that exit and get to the Southern Cafe, home of the Nasty Biscuit on Roselle Road in Roselle. Get over there and try the chicken fried chicken biscuit made with the Southern Cafe's house-made drop biscuit with buttermilk chicken fried chicken smothered in country gravy, topped with shredded cheddar and crumbled hickory smoked bacon. I always say that when you go to the Southern Cafe, you come out with two meals with the heaping amounts of food they serve you in every meal. I love to go to a place with outdoor seating. The Southern Cafe has a great outdoor seating area to help social distance, and I get to enjoy my breakfast outdoors. Open 6:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. to give you plenty of time to grab an amazing breakfast or lunch. Now get your butt over to the Southern Cafe on Roselle Road.
At the football game, Jim shows the telltale signs of being wasted. He starts flexing for the camera. He refers to his muscles as gunboats. He screams, "How's this for a halftime show?" Jim streaks the field.
It's easy to tell if you've had way too many to drive. But what if you've had just one too many to drive? Never underestimate just a few. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
I'm just a kid, and I've got asthma. You know just how upset I can get when I have an asthma attack.
But you can help me.
To fight my asthma.
Put my teddy bear in the freezer to wipe out dust mites.
Dry off my rubber duckies and bath toys to get rid of mold.
Discover other simple ways to prevent an asthma attack. Call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS or visit noattacks.org. Brought to you by the U.S. EPA and the Ad Council.
Because I don't want to feel like a fish with no water.
Hey guys, let me tell you about this amazing podcast I listen to every Monday to get my week started off on a positive note, called Monday Motivation with Hannah B, aka Skittles. We call her Skittles because she is so positive. Her topics include staying positive during COVID-19, coping with stress, spreading kindness, hard work pays off, and self-acceptance, plus so much more. It's available on radio.com and Spotify. Make sure to listen as it will leave you feeling nothing but positive vibes.
I got started at IMS here as an instructor a couple years back after I had heard a couple of people I worked with were also instructors here. I'm always here if you need help with developing what you're passionate about. And that's what most people come here for. They have a passion. They want to do something. They want to do radio play-by-play. They want to do sports talk. They want to do updates, whatever it may be. My name is Fred Huebner. I work at ESPN 1000
It's a pass. Open in the corner of the end zone is Hendershot. So Jack Tuttle with the touchdown pass to Tuttle. Corner of the end zone. Fillier. And a touchdown for the Hoosiers.
So physical, going up against a really good Wisconsin team. And doing all the little things right to provide them with a massive victory.
That's right. That was the big game from the Big Ten this weekend. Indiana, Wisconsin. And I've got to be honest with you guys. I did not see that one coming at all, especially with their starting quarterback out for the season.
Yeah, how about Jack Tuttle, the backup quarterback for Indiana?
Who'd have thunk it? I know I wouldn't.
Not any of us, because we predicted this game before, and none of us took Indiana.
No, it was Wisconsin all the way. Wisconsin all the way, for sure, yeah. Unbelievably great job by that young man. Came in there, played one heck of a game, and boy, did that Indiana defense just step up.
Oh, yeah. 14-6 was the final, for those of you who didn't watch. And, yeah, if you're shutting down Wisconsin to 6 points, if you're shutting down anyone to 6 points, really.
That's really good.
You got a really good possibility of winning the game, that's for sure, especially in college. Yeah.
What I'm looking here, also what hurt Wisconsin in that game was penalties. They had 8 for 81 yards in penalties, while Indiana only had 1. And then turnovers as well. They had more... Wisconsin had a lot more turnovers than Indiana, so that's what hurt them. But, yeah, the backup QB at Indiana, he played really well.
Could never have seen that coming. And you win the turnover game, more than likely you win the game.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and even with losing the possession game, Wisconsin had the ball over 35 minutes compared to Indiana's 24. Yeah.
And they led them in all passing yards, rushing yards. They led them in everything.
Every category. That's
it was just penalties.
All-around team win, then. That's a nice thing to see. Well, let's talk the other local game. Any thoughts on the Illinois game there, Brandon?
They looked good early on. At the beginning of that game, I thought maybe they'd have a chance against Iowa, against a ranked team. Could Lovie keep the magic going?
And the answer was?
Unfortunately, they could not. I just want to say, they were up 14-13 at the half. Illinois had a lead at the half. And they just couldn't keep it going. Iowa, too talented for Illinois' blood. And Illinois, the two-game winning streak, it was nice. It was nice to see Lovie get two-game winning streak, his first such streak as Illinois' head coach.
Wow. I don't even know what to say to that. I mean, I don't want to see Lovie go anywhere. I'll be real honest with you. I hope he doesn't. But that's a statement right there. I can't even remember a two-game winning streak for Illinois. That's few and far between.
Yeah.
Let's go to Tyler. Do you have some good news?
Absolutely. The Nebraska Cornhuskers got a win against Purdue.
Nice. And hey, I had your back on that one.
You did. Thank you.
You're welcome.
We're winners.
anything for you, Tyler?
I watched that whole game, and it started off really good. They were up 27-13 at the half, which was
nice.
Very nice to see. They threw in Martinez in. They took McCaffrey out. Martinez had a nice game, 242 yards, threw a touchdown, and then rushed, got in the end zone twice rushing, and then 45 rushing yards. Overall, I mean, a win's a win. It was just that second half, it was getting a little close, and the ending score was 37-27. Cornhuskers, baby.
Nice, nice. Well, I mean, you know what? And I remember you texting me and going, Martinez is in, and I went, uh-oh. And then I see the score, and I was like, wow.
Yeah, I turned the TV on. They were already up 19-0. I'm like, wow.
Somebody got woke up.
Yeah.
Somebody got woke up.
That was a nice thing to wake up to.
All right, and then we come to, you know, Penn State Rutgers, and that's right, two in a row.
Look at us.
I know. Look at us. Wow. I have to say, they looked good. They looked good. Kevon Lee, true freshman running back. Once again, 17 carries, 95 yards. Defense looks like they're coming together. It was Rutgers, but at the same time, Rutgers to me had an average to above average offense. So for them to shut them down and keep them under control was a beautiful thing to watch. I will say this. This is 14 straight wins against Rutgers. They have not beaten Penn State since 1988. So we kept that trend going, and I love it. I love it.
That's a nice streak.
I will say this much. If they had lost to Rutgers, that might have been one of those instances where some more people might have jumped onto that, hey, maybe Franklin does need to go thing, but it didn't happen, so you're not going to hear anything about that. Now, let's go nationally and just listen to this.
Last chance for the Cougars. Mill the catch, wrestled down on the two. Coastal wins it.
I'm going to sit here and tell you that I watched that entire game. And for me, at least, this year in college football, the best game of the year so far. The best game.
Yep, that's Coastal Carolina over BYU, 22-17.
That game was unbelievably packed full of emotion. Great playing. Both teams showed that they could step up on a week's notice is what killed me, and play that kind of quality football was amazing to watch.
Yeah, they both played really well. Each of them had a lot of yardage total. BYU had 405 total yards, and then Coastal Carolina had 366. So overall, both good performances by both teams. Yeah,
which is really crazy for BYU and that offense. They're the fast-striking offense, though, which is what helped Coastal Carolina, because Coastal Carolina had the ball for just under 38 minutes. 38 minutes in a 60-minute game. And BYU still put up over 400 total yards.
Well, and that was the plan. From the coach did the interview after the game, and he said, if we did not control the clock, we would not have won this game. And that was their game plan going into the game, and it worked to perfection.
That is very true. You got to do it with a team like that. You see it in the NFL all the time. You got to rush the ball. Keep Patrick Mahomes on the bench. Keep Aaron Rodgers on the bench. Well, they kept Zach Wilson on the bench.
Well, and I'll say this much. This was my first time really getting a good look at Zach Wilson. He's a quarterback.
He sure is.
He's got some unbelievable skills and an arm to go along with it. Like, it makes me kind of think, you know, if he's there for the Bears.
I was going to say, this is the second time you stole something from me.
Oh, I'm so,
I was going to be like, hint, hint, pipe, Chicago.
Pipe up, boy. Pipe up, Tyler. That being said, rankings. Do we think Coastal Carolina gets into the top 10?
Well, let's see. They were ranked 18 coming into this game.
Yeah.
BYU was ranked 13. So you beat the top 13. I don't think it puts them in the top 10. I'd say...
Right now, they're sitting at 11.
11? It came out at 11? Right, wow. Yep. To me, that's a crying shame. Because now, and I just want to bring this up, and I don't foresee it ever happening, but they do let one non-Power 5 team every year, the highest-ranked one, get into one of those New Year's Day bowls, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we have two undefeated Power 5 teams this year. Non-Power 5 teams, Cincinnati and Coastal Carolina. My thought is have them do like a Big Ten championship kind of game, and the winner of that game gets into that New Year's Day bowl, and they get to play the legit team. Any thoughts?
I think that'd be an interesting idea, because even though they're not ranked as high because they're playing like a less competitive schedule, but the talent's there. Why not give them a shot to go up against the big boys?
Their quarterback is super talented, and that offensive scheme that they run at Coastal Carolina is so unique and so awkward. It's like a pistol version of the triple option. So it's super unique.
Yeah. So league officials, NCAA officials, listen up. This is the game we want to see. We want these two unbeatens head to head.
Cincinnati and Coastal Carolina head-to-head, I would love to see. I would love to see that, because that would be a one heck of a game. Now, going forward, I think we, all three of us, have an idea of who our top four are right now. I'm going to start off with Brandon. Who you got?
So, obviously, Alabama has been dominant all year. I think they continue. They're going to stay as the number one. Notre Dame, Clemson, they're going to play each other. They have to play each other before this playoffs, because they are going to play in the ACC championship.
Does Ohio State get in for you?
Does Ohio State get in? I think that they should. I definitely think that they should, especially if they play their last game, especially if they win the Big Ten. Let's put it at that. Okay. And so a point that I should bring up is the Big Ten is discussing possibly allowing Ohio State to play in the Big Ten championship game, even if their game against Michigan this week, next week, gets canceled. They would allow them to get in, having only played five instead of the required six.
Interesting. Do you think that, just your opinion, Brandon, do you think that is because they see the talent that Ohio State has?
Definitely. I think the Big Ten looks at it and they say, well, we don't have anyone else that's going to get in.
Yeah,
if we want to be in the playoffs, we got to let Ohio State go.
And legitimately, they have the talent and the speed to keep up with these other schools. Cohen, to you, Tyler. You're on the clock.
Well, Alabama's a given. And then I would say I think Ohio State should make it in too. And this is a tough one.
Ooh, I'm about to play some Jeopardy music on you.
Who I really want to see in it is Florida.
Yes.
I really want to see Florida in the top four. I really want to see it.
See, you just got me back, so we're good. So your top three are
Bama, OSU, and Florida. And then I would have Clemson in there too.
Clemson as well?
Yeah. Because you said, Brandon, that they will have to play in the ACC.
Yes, Clemson and Notre Dame are going to play each other in the ACC championship. So if Notre Dame can pull off another win, I think that knocks. I don't think Clemson will make the playoffs.
Clemson's out. Yeah. If Notre Dame beats Clemson again,
Clemson is done.
Clemson's gone.
If Trevor Lawrence is back, I think Clemson will take on Notre Dame. Even though Notre Dame is very, very good. This is the first time we can actually
say that. I think that Clemson game did a lot for Ian Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
He's stepped up so hard. But as far as my four, I don't know if I'm going to assume Alabama gets in. But here's the thing. Alabama plays Florida in the SEC championship. Florida beats Alabama, which I'm going to call that right now. Florida will beat Alabama. Does a one-loss Alabama team pop out, let's say, a one-loss Notre Dame team or an undefeated Ohio State team that hasn't played near as many games as all these other teams?
I think the loser of the ACC championship gets knocked out if that situation happens.
Okay.
I think it would drop Alabama to four.
Okay.
And I think Florida would then jump in to, well, depending on who wins, Notre Dame or Clemson, I think the winner of that game jumps to one, Florida jumps to two, Ohio State three, and then the one-loss Alabama goes to four. Loser of the ACC is dropped from the playoff.
So you don't see any scenario in which Ohio State gets bumped out at this point?
At this point, I don't. I think Ohio State will get in if they play in the Big Ten and just dominate the Big Ten championship.
They're going to dominate. They've got Michigan left, and that's it. And I don't foresee, unless COVID takes out Michigan. And let me put COVID in parentheses, because it might just be Jim Harbaugh going, I don't want to play that. But I can't argue with Ohio State. Just eye test. Ohio State, Alabama, Clemson, and Florida are my four top teams. Just on eye test and what I've watched and what I've seen. But, you know, these next few weeks are going to be interesting football and great football games finally. Oh,
it'll be fun.
Oh yeah.
It's going to be so much fun. I'm looking forward to it.
NBA starts back up.
Oh, look at him. Look at him.
You think I was going to not say anything about the NBA? Yeah,
the NBA starting up. Brandon's over here jacked because the winter meeting's starting.
Yeah, baseball's right around the corner.
Sports are back.
Sports are back as much as they can be. That being said, I want to thank you guys. I had a heck of a time today. We had a really good time talking, had some laughs, had some fun. Where can they check us out there, Brando?
Well, I'm glad you asked. We can be found on Twitter. Our Blow the Whistle account is at BlowTWhistle1. That is at BLOTWHISTLE1. Let us know your thoughts about today's show and what you want to hear us talk about in the future. We're on from 2 to 3 p.m. Mondays and Fridays, next show being this coming Friday, 2 to 3 p.m.
Boys, have a great rest of the week. We will see you all on Friday at 2 p.m.
High School Sports is here, and SportsOnChicago.com, we are ready to provide the best high school sports live coverage all across Northern Illinois. From the first kickoff of high school football to the final spike of high school volleyball, we at SportsOnChicago.com are ready to bring you high school sports live. SportsOnChicago.com and STC Friday Night Lights in a league of our own.
Hey, I'm Andy Griggs, asking you to help prevent domestic violence. Domestic violence isn't a woman's issue. It hurts all of us. Women are injured and killed every day by their husbands and boyfriends. So it's time for men to take action right now to teach boys that violence against women is wrong, to help prevent abuse before it starts. Call the Family Violence Prevention Fund at 1-800-END-ABUSE to get a free take action kit containing tips on what to say to boys. That's 1-800-END-ABUSE. Teach early.
When I do it, I feel the blood rushing through me. And I keep going back for more.
Carmen Castillo is under the influence of Dana, her volunteer trainer.
Tuck your chin, Carmen.
By spending just one day a week with kids like Carmen, Dana helps them develop interests that keep them away from drugs. Be a coach, a mentor, a volunteer, because you have something to offer. Log on to helpyourcommunity.org or call 877-KIDS-313. Brought to you by the Office of National Drug Control Policy and the Ad Council.
This is Joe Perry
and Steven Tyler of Aerosmith for Red. You know, it's okay to rock and roll and party down. Just don't get in that 2,000-pound bullet when you're done and cocked. And please don't drink and drive.
Someone that jaded you.
A reminder that friends don't let friends drive drunk. A public service message brought to you by the Ad Council, U.S. Department of Transportation, National Association of Broadcasters, and RAD.
I came to Illinois Media School because I want to give back to the current students. It's something that really means a lot to me as an instructor, as a mentor, because I've been in this business for over 20 years. So it meant a lot to me to be able to come back and just teach some of the tricks of the trade to the students here at Illinois Media School.
I'm Jonathan Hood from SiriusXM NBA Radio and ESPN Radio from the Illinois Media School campus in Lombard, and I am IMS.
Mom?
Dad?
How long should I wait for you?
Mom?
If I'm at soccer practice.
What if something happens? Will you come get me?
There's no reason not to have a plan in case of an emergency.
Mom, if you're not home, should we go to the neighbor's house?
And some extremely good reasons why you should.
Can you tell me?
Everybody should have a plan. Take 5 minutes to talk about where you'll meet and how you'll get in touch with each other in an emergency. For other things you can do to be prepared, visit www.ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Ad Council.
When I found out my jeans were made using child labor in sweatshops, I wrote a letter to the company saying, reconsider your labor practices. A few months later, I get a letter back saying, thanks for being a loyal customer, and they included a coupon for a 25% discount on their jeans. So I got smart, wrote letters every day to all the stores that carry the brand, asking them to stop supporting the companies who use child labor in sweatshops. And I just kept getting letters back thanking me for my concerns and more coupons for more discounts on more jeans. So I'm telling my friend about it, and she flips out, saying that between all the letters and coupons, some paper company cut down a small forest, driving off two indigenous tribes, hundreds of endangered animals, killing thousands of plant species, some of which may have contained vaccines for HIV, cancer, and syphilis. Meanwhile, the guys cutting down the trees are 13-year-old kids who will work night and day for months just to save up enough money to buy a pair of jeans made by child labor in sweatshops.
Saving the world isn't easy, but saving a life is. Just one pint of blood can save up to 3 lives. Visit bloodsaves.com to learn more. This public service announcement was brought to you by the Ad Council.
It wouldn't be high school sports without the athletes, the fans, but it also wouldn't be high school sports without the officials. The IHSA is looking for officials in all sports. Officiating is a great way to stay involved with a sport you love. Above all, it's a great way to do something positive for your community. To learn how you can get involved and become a licensed IHSA official, call 309-663-6377. That's 309-663-6377. Or visit us on the web at IHSA.org.
Stay in the game.
The Illinois Center for Broadcasting is now the Illinois Media School. We've been an institution in the Chicagoland area now for 30 years. Because the broadcasting world is always changing, so are we. Not only are we teaching radio and television production, but now you can learn all aspects of the media industry, like web design. You can even specialize in TV or film, sports broadcasting, and even sales. No matter where you are in the Chicagoland area, we have a campus near you. The Illinois Media School. Beyond.